would come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd
had... Microphone.
My mom always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate. But I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways. Because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Oh, bye. July 29, and time for another edition of Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday. Tonight's episode is episode number 35. It is entitled Noticing Patterns with Mr. John Percent 2, and we're pleased to have him back on the show. And, of course, forgive my manners. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Trading Post this evening here on RBN and going out on a multicast all over the place. So tonight's guest, you may know him as being on the front lines of the great COVID-19 resistance in the very beginning when he was faced with the, you know, take the jab or you lose your job dilemma. And it ended up going kind of to the take this job and shove it dilemma. And that kind of led him on the path. And he's heavily into virtual racing, which is a fascinating aspect of, you know, car racing is virtual car racing. And he knows a lot about NASCAR, to say the least, and the whole situation with how NASCAR is being changed. He's a hardcore social media troll slayer and a level 90 meme lord, and is now, drum roll, going to be joining RBN with a new show, Sunday morning talk show called Tucker Punch. Like I said, that he's going to be talking about that. So for the newbies, we'll be opening up the phone lines after the bottom of the hour break, so you can call in and tell us what you want to talk about or what you want to ask our guest this evening. And of course, the phone number here is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, or toll free 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And as always, you can come out and join us in the Trading Post chat room at BB9 Trading Posts, plural, DutchTango.com. That's BB9 Trading Posts, DutchTango.com, where we have the hottest news, the dankest memes, and the best tips on independent living. But if you're looking for a knife fight, we just assume you go someplace else. But anyway, I wonder what Mr. John Percent wants to talk about tonight. Maybe he wants to talk about the weather. We're getting ready to get slammed with some major storms. I was talking to the producer and the guest before the show and saying, if the power goes out, we may have to go to Plan B. So I've got a landline hooked up on the old AT&T two-wire circuit. So if we lose power here at the Trading Post, the producer is going to call me. But if that doesn't work, then the guest might end up taking the show. But right before the showtime, he sent me a weather map of his area saying, yeah, well, you just might be doing, you know, the show solo without a guest because we've got bad weather here as well. Other than that, we've had some good weather here. A lot of those afternoon thunderstorms were just when you're getting out to start to get some things done in the garden, in the yards and stuff. It starts pouring and lightning and things like that. So, and as far as the official North Kakalaki Elk Spotter report, that's Elk Spotter EX96 reporting, Echo X-ray 96 reporting, no elk spotted on Blackjack Mountain today. Repeat, no elk spotted on Blackjack Mountain today. This is the end of the official North Kakalaki Wildlife Resource Commission Elk Spotter transmission. Or maybe he wants to talk about how the big Watauga County debate continues on between which was more hateful, angry black man from Atlanta, Tobias M. Jones, going on a Mad Max terror rampage against white drivers in his semi-tractor trailer truck here in New Boone, or some kid waving a swastika flag near the Carpetbagger Chicken Swinger Synagogue of Satan Clubhouse. Or maybe he wants to talk about what's going on in Charlottesville with the historic monument to General Lee and his horse Traveler. The court case fell through that, you know, these woke invaders of Charlottesville in Virginia insist that, you know, General Lee and Traveler can't be preserved. Numerous organizations have requested that they move to a private area, public, you know, park, something else, but no. It has to be melted down, and the angry Black Museum of African American History is being charged with taking care of this, to see that, you know, General Lee and Traveler are melted down so that they can make something that's diverse for the entire New Charlottesville community. Echo. Or maybe he wants to talk about how the Charlottesville saga continues with the track down of several of the marchers. You know, they have gone after Augustus Sol Inviticus. Yeah, they have gone after him. He was in court, and now they're going after the guy whose picture became synonymous with the torch march, you know, the angry tiki torch guy. So they're going after him. So maybe he wants to talk about that. Or maybe he wants to talk about how just fun people like Molly Gonger and all the other journalists that are taking so much glee in this, you know, how are they working for newspapers? Because they're propaganda outlets, right? Or maybe he wants to talk about how Petus Biden announced his new national monument to angry Black men, Emmett Till. And we were just wondering maybe if the monument would include references to his angry Black father, Louis Till, who was tried and convicted in a military tribunal of rape and murder. Or maybe he wants to talk about how Carol Bryant Dunham, an NC elder, white woman with dementia, was completely terrorized up to her death in her living facility because she dared to accuse the son of being like the father, and a grand jury said that she had committed no wrong, but yet this angry mob was allowed to continue outside of a North Carolina nursing home, and good old Kang Cooper didn't have anything to say about it. Or maybe he wants to talk about how Sam Bankman-Fried is apparently going free. Did he roll over on everyone and start singing like a kosher songbird? Or was it just Jewish privilege and Talmudic Mishira law hitting new levels of chutzpah by our DOJ? Echo. Or was it just a matter of keeping yet another Israeli intelligence operation against America from being exposed? Folks are still talking about things like Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and Ehud Barak's Unit 269 operation getting blown wide open. It would be horrible if yet another operation had been exposed. Or maybe he wants to talk about Hunter Biden and the great clerk of court caper, or how many bong hits does it take you to come up with a plan that you'll call the clerk of court, say you're the other side, and request the documents be removed from the docket the day before court, and think you could get away with it. I mean, dude, did you really think that would work? Or maybe he wants to talk about Senate critter Mitch the Turtle and his magical freeze moment. And we have got Pop I'm going to take care of. My apologies. Like I said, maybe he wants to talk about Senate critter Mitch the Turtle McConnell and his mysterious freeze moment. And who was the woman in green who came up and touched his hand right before he froze up? Was that post-hypnotic suggestion? Was he actually having a mini stroke? Or did Teenage Mutant Turtle McConnell just panic and freeze up because a real girl touched his hand without being paid by China to do so, like his trophy wife waifu? Or maybe he wants to talk about Jonathan Nosferatu's Greenblatt and the ADL announcing their new international J7 Justice League. Yes, we've got Nazi hunters worldwide now, all the umbrella organizations of the ADL wannabe organizations in Britain or the UK, France, you name it, you know, they're all going to unite to fight anti-Semitism, which is now exposing the crimes of the chicken swingers. Or maybe he wants to talk about how Israel is still continuing to melt down. And the question there on everybody's mind is Ehud Barak waging a civil war in attempt to coup d'etat against his Unit 269 arch rival, Bibi Netanyahu, over who shall be crowned king of the chicken swingers? Or maybe he wants to talk about how the long dormant I Am a Phony group dropped the video of the newish Beatles song, I Know It's True, aka Now and Then, and an AI generated music video. Which begs the question, if you fed an AI all the Beatles songs and images, and then have it watch and listen to all the I Am a Phony material from the Rotten Apple, the Wing Beetle, to the Right albums, would it declare Paul McCartney is dead and Sir Bill is actually a Sabbatean Frankist black magician Jew? And would that said AI have to be shut down like Microsoft's Tay was? Or maybe he just wants to talk about fishing. So welcome back to the Snack Shack, Mr. John Percent, and tell us, what do you want to talk about this evening?
Kanye's back on Twitter. The crowd knows
why. The crows. If they let Kanye in, they'll let anybody in, right? But I got my original one back. But I digress. Please continue.
No, I just that came across my Twitter feed today by, of course, some proponent of free speech out of Texas who has, 18,000 followers. I had a lot of things and I didn't jot them down today. It's incredible that you get all these headlines and string them together, you and Ravold. I mean, obviously I got my notes. I'm starting a new show tomorrow. We'll talk about that. But I want to talk about the acceleration. Do you not feel the acceleration?
Oh, it's insane how much we are hitting that second order derivative, as we say, in acceleration. It's where do you think it's headed and what's the end game?
Well, the end. Well, I this is hard to say. I hope the end game is a physical war, because I would like America to stay America. But where it's going is the chicken swinger, our echo buddies, they are extremely arrogant in what they're doing. And I noticed this a couple months ago, and I let you guys know about it when I was a guest, that this exponential rise in anti-Semitism is an obvious op. You put a guy like Kanye out there to do it, and then all of a sudden him and Nick Fuentes are hanging out together. I remember the last alt-right run at this under Trump. And I, like everybody else, had my suspicions, and I called into Slattery. What's their network? The David Duke network. What, are they still around?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, he used to do a morning show with Duke, and mm-hmm. I've already forgotten it. See what I mean? But I called into the show, and I said, "Don't anybody go to Charlottesville. Do not." I mean, that whole thing was a trap. And then obviously, I'm only going to pick up what I want to pick up on, which is Richard Spencer is a fraud. He went to school with Laura Bush. The Tiki Torch was a joke. I don't think anybody should run around in khaki pants with a white-collared shirt. Carry a Tiki Torch. You will not replace us. Who's not going to replace us? Jews? They don't work. Sorry. But anyway, again, that whole thing turned out to be an absolute fraud. And now they just decided, I knew it when Elon bought Twitter. I knew it. I go, you're going to run the Pepe the Frog meme crap again. You're going to have a second run at this alt-right thing, which is, again, a bunch of very talented, intelligent people that are good with technology just slapping people, slapping triggered people down with memes, and it's fantastic. And I mean, it's a great pushback because, you know, the Jew attacks the white, which is racial, right? And well, obviously,
well, it's mitzvah.
Yeah, the chutzpah, the mitzvah.
Right.
But why wouldn't we bite back? You know what I'm saying? So they run this op on us, and like I said, right out of the gate, you've got Kanye and then Nick Fuentes going to Mar-a-Lago. And again, you know, I only need a couple headlines to go, oh, my God, is this – no. I'm not going to dig into it. I don't want to be a fly on the wall. I don't want to know what happened at Mar-a-Lago at the dinner. I don't care. I just don't like the optics, and it's a bunch of horse crap. And so here's where I'm at right now, because – Nick Fuentes held a little rally on July 16th. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Okay, so he was supposed to hide the location, right? He wouldn't tell anybody where the location was. He was going to mass tweet it out or whatever the hell, you know, mass text or whatever. Well, apparently they were right down the street from the Turning Point USA little soiree in West Palm Beach. They were down in that area. So he's got some overweight, drug-abusing fat bum named Ethan Ralph, who just decided to turn on Nick like 15 minutes before showtime. He tweeted out the location. He doxed the location, and then he just decided to go to war with Nick and call out all the homosexuality in the group, all the associations with Milo, blah, blah, blah. I hate Milo. You don't keep him at arm's length. I mean, he's, you know, I stick him in Antarctica. I don't even want to see a picture of the clown. But, you know, in just perusing what's going on, I find out he was Kanye's campaign manager if Kanye was going to run for president. I'm like, those two are together. Okay, again, I don't need the specifics. I don't need the court papers. I don't need the charges of pedophilia. I don't need anything. I know what Milo is. He wears it, you know, on his sleeve, what he is. The guy's absolute pure filth. So anyway, so American First and this guy, Ethan Ralph, he starts to split with Fuentes. Now these clowns have been going at it for 2 weeks on the streaming service they use, Kick, and it's a pretty healthy divide. The thing that bothers me is they've got a bunch of 25 and 20-year-olds eating out of their hands. These kids are very smart. They're just as smart as The Who was and Pink Floyd was, you know, back in the 70s and 60s, going, this government's a fraud. These people are a bunch of liars. And these young people pick up on the hypocrisy, and then they want to join something, and they've got all this vitriol in them, but yet they fall into this trap. And it hurts me to see them do that. But nonetheless, like I said, that thing is going on. And I was going, oh, so anyway, so Nick Fuentes at his rally, I peeked in, listened to some of it, but nonetheless, he goes, I broke with Kanye when he tattooed a cross on his wife's butt. That is blasphemy, and I told Kanye to take a hike, or whatever way he said it. And it just hit me. I go, you just gave Kanye his out. That's what you just did. That's exactly what it did. Kanye was brought in to stir up anti-Semitism. They put him together with Fuentes, who's, a mongrel fraud. And then Nick goes, I'm done with Kanye. Well, yeah, okay, Kanye did his job. Now he's gone. You know, Kanye, you're rich, you're wealthy, married to a Kardashian, you're blah, blah, blah. Well, we got a job for you. They open the curtain, Kanye steps out, boom, anti-Semitism. You know, the whole thing, everything is just a psyop, but what I'm saying is, and you see it, I know you do, we all do, on our, the acceleration of this, the deliberate push to draw everybody to say something remotely anti-Semitic so we all get on a list and they whack-a-mole us. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm taking
a break. Oh, no, that was great. And yeah, that's the thing is this. You know, the organic aspects of, you know, what we call the truth community or whatever, And then all of the synthetic, you know, bad actor Judas goats. And it just reminds me of that whole, you know, using a shill or a Judas goat. You know, if you go back and read like COINTELPRO and the MK Chaos and all, you know, that was what it was all about, is anytime a group pops up organically, you immediately infect it with slime mold and take control of it, right? And it's interesting that we're getting back to the Twitter being banned. I was, you know, banned in that run up to the election in August 2020. And suddenly, you know, my account's just, like so many people, is, you know, you're permanently banned. All your material is gone, right? Yep. And you know, there is no appeal. This was still under, you know, Jack Dorsey. And even after Elon took over, you know, I kept appealing to get that original account back. And long story short, this, you know, Friday, you know, Wild Friday, I get an email from Twitter that they say that my appeal on the first account has been, yes, said, you know, that we made a mistake, right? So Twitter telling me they made a mistake and showed the four tweets that had violated the community standards, and they were all ones making fun of John Hagee, the biggest Judas goat out there. So this idea of, you know, you got all these bad actors in the so-called alt-right. And it's interesting, I'm a big Murdoch cartoon fan, animation fan, and the way they just, from day one, you know, zeroed in on the same people you were talking about and how they portrayed them, I just, you know, immediately thought of that. But, you know, over here on the, you know, the conservative side, you've got this, you know, infiltration of these, especially these southern churches, of that, you know, Scofield Bible. And, you know, it's like, oh, we have to defend Israel at all costs. You know, Israel is our ally. And, you know, John Hagee was the biggest Judas goat out there, and he's working for Ehud Barak's cousin, David Bragg, who's also set up all of those little junior Maccabee organizations at all the Hillel University settings, right? And so you just say, this is, you know, not only, you know, somebody, you know, selling you out, but this is, you know, an operation. This is being handled by somebody who's the head of, you know, Israeli intelligence and, you know, at one time was prime minister. You know, this is, you know, it's like, why aren't more people seeing this? And I guess the acceleration is, yes, actually people are seeing this. So that's my little rant on that.
Well, and let me pick your high IQ brain. As now that we know that all of the quote unquote conspiracy theories, you know, CIA killed Kennedy, give me another one. The UFOs, obviously, that's where we got to go. We got to go with the damn UFOs now. Do you think the false flags? Do you think these people that run these ops are really that stupid, and they don't game this thing out and realize all the, you know, all that, you know, Muhammad Atta's passport, right? You know, don't they think this stuff out? Or are they really that stupid? Or, you know, I just want to know, because, you know, we always pick these things apart, and maybe we're not right within the first 48 hours or whatever. I still got a guy on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, folks. I'm on Twitter. It's Tucker Punch. So, and I'm going to stay on that platform because that's where I like to get my news, and that's where I like to beat people up. Do you think they're that stupid? Are they that careless and reckless, or do you think they're just arrogant and they don't care?
Well, one of the things, you know, that I thought of as you were saying that was, long before Enron, there was another banking scam, and it was one of the first uses of weaponized AI to basically get ahead of the stock market, to have the best hedge fund machine ever, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember, but it basically, you know, was like Enron, great, 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 until it wasn't. When you hit that, you know, when you're looking at an exponential curve and it starts approaching the asymptote, you know, that, you know, the straight bar up and down where you just, you know, go into infinity all of a sudden. And so these guys, you know, map this stuff out and they expect one curve. But what happens time and time again when you're dealing with, you know, a random element, you know, the spanner in the works, there's always the random element. So no matter how much they put the game theory models of, you know, Dr. Robert Allman, who was the game theorist behind the entire, you know, 9/11 operation. He's the one who gamed all that out. It's like we can buy up the American, you know, government. You know, we can buy all these elections for this much money, and then we can do this, and we've got all the media. We passed these laws under Clinton, and we will have control of the entire media. And, you know, there's no way we can lose, right? And one of the things I think in his, you know, because of his age group, he really didn't understand the random element that the new technology of the internet would have on his modeling. Because if you look at his modeling, it was all about gaining complete control of existing legacy media. But he has no understanding whatsoever of the internet. I mean, the guy, you know, when he tries to do a presentation, he's still using, you know, hand-drawn foils with an overhead projector, right? This guy,
yeah,
right. He's, you know, the best, you know, game theorist Israel's ever produced,
the
right?
The Visa V marker.
Yeah, but, you know, he just never got, and I always think, you know, was that the round, you know, the random element, the thing they missed, you know, the perfect crime, the criminal always makes a mistake. And so, or is that what we're seeing, is their model just blew up in their face because of the random element, and now they're in damage control mode? Or is this, you know, they want to completely destroy this system so they can replace it with their new world order, you know, social credit score system, where you no longer have free will, you just are in the hive. And, you know, based on where you are in the hive depends on how much resource you get. I mean, where do you think and we're going with that? And we've only got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. See, what you're telling me is there was a lot of thought, there was a budget, there was a lot of work that went put into it. And then the people that want the event to go off are like, look, we're up against the clock, man. Go now, do it now. Or we're cutting off your budget, figure it out. See what I mean? And they're hired by somebody to game plan this thing out. And again, they make the mistakes because they're getting a paycheck. They're expected to deliver. They're missing something. They're under pressure, whatever it is. And they're just human. So not now, dogs.
Hey, not Dad, now. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh.
It's fascinating when you look at both Robert J. Allman's work and, you know, how they, you know, invented another award to reward him with a Nobel Prize, you know, because of his great work on gaming out 9/11 and to launch the Odin-Yenin plan, right? And then, you know, you see it falling apart and falling behind schedule, and you realize, okay, if you have a beast that requires X amount of dollars a day to keep running, and suddenly everything's falling behind schedule by months and now years, you know, what do you do? Can you just keep printing more money? You know, is that what this whole, you know, I saw the Fed just raised the interest rates by 0.25%, I think. You know, what's that going to do to a hyperinflation cycle? You know, are they going to use that to destroy the system? You know, are they in that much of acceleration mode? So there's the music. So anyway, you are listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack with our special guest, Mr. John Percent, here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going to take a break real quick and get some messages from our sponsors, and then we'll be back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure pound Iarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman. It ain't got no man, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I'd like to welcome you back to the Trading Post on this Saturday evening. And so far, the weather's cooperating. It's still dark and windy out there, but no big lightning boomer. So maybe we can make this happen, right? So if you still have resource, please, please, please support Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, we have to keep networks on like this on the air. Also, please support the people who support RBN. You know, find the products out there that you can use and support the people that are advertising on RBN, because, you know, we have to be that random element voice instead of the big megaphone monopoly that has been created by our chicken swinging rivals. You know, they've got a big megaphone, and problem with Solomon Asch group conformity experiments is, you know, it's very effective unless you have a dissenting voice, and then the numbers fall off dramatically. So we've got to be out there to say, this is the rest of the story, like the late, great Paul Harvey used to say. So if you want to call into the show and tell us what you want to talk about, if you have questions for Mr. John Percent, our guest this evening, you can call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, or toll free 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And as always, you can come out and join us in the chat room at bb9tradingpost.chatango.com. That's bb9tradingpost.chatango.com. And so, Mr. John Percent, before the break, we were talking about accelerationism and gaming this out. And, you know, is this the plan or is this the runaway wagon? Where are we right now? What do you think?
Well, I'll bring it up as a point of acceleration. Two things. Okay, I looked it up. The dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Fuentes and Kanye was last November, November of 22. Now it's only been, what, 8 months? And Kanye's out. He doesn't have to play that role anymore. He's been quiet for a long time, but he doesn't have to play that role anymore, I don't believe. The latest episode of Acceleration is Carrie Lake. I guess, were there congressional, did the Congress do something with the UFOs? Did somebody do a public hearing?
Yeah, they were having hearings this week. I was seeing that in the morning news cycles from especially Fox News, but also CNN and MSNBC were apparently covering it as well, as, you know, this whistleblower coming forth and saying, you know, they've got alien technology and I think they call it alien biologics or some such term,
right,
that, you know, Edward Bernays marketing.
Everybody's been saying Edward Bernays lately, too, on Twitter. Do you remember History of the World Part 1?
Yeah, okay.
With Harvey Korman?
Okay.
With the raisins in the carriage? These are mine. I paid for them. Don't get saucy with me, Bernays. God, everybody. Just, oh, man, the associations we get, right? And, of course, that was our good Echo boy, Mel Brooks, who gave us that movie.
I was like, you know, as a kid, I was one of those, you know, people who grew up in the cinema of the 70s and, you know, Mel Brooks movies. For an aspiring class clown, you know, Mel Brooks movies and George Carlin albums and Cheech and Chong albums were, you know, and Steve Martin, of course, were, you know, the things you study. You know, you studied the art of Monty Python, right?
Yes.
You know, you work on your material, and then you find out Mel Brooks is a chicken swinger and he hated you the whole time and they were all just laughing at you.
I got to tell you, too, and again, zooming out 30,000 feet, I mean, I think it's my time to come on the air. I mean, I really do. I think this is a divine appointment, the way I'm putting it all together. No, the other quick example of acceleration is this thing with the UFOs. I mean, I saw pictures on Twitter. I didn't delve into it. I don't want to hear what any of these idiots have to say. It's just, I'm just repulsed by the idea of the topic that anybody, especially a bankrupt government, will waste time talking about it. But Carrie Lake was on one of her shows, and she's like, oh, my God, if there's UFOs and aliens out there, boy, I hope to God they don't find the White House, because they're going to find a diaper-wearing blah, blah, blah dementia. And it's like, you know, she's trying to put humor on it, but then she said that it was a distraction of the Biden administration because, you know, Hunter got his deal. And it's like, no, sweetheart, at the first week of June is when Tucker did his first Tucker on Twitter. And in its 10-minute monologue, 42 seconds of it was the whistleblower was telling the truth. It's obvious. UFOs are real. Extraterrestrials are real. And they, I mean, I figured out Tucker, too, by the way. His biggest selling point is when he says, it's obvious. Those are his two words. It's obvious.
Oh, is that how he puts it in there?
Yeah.
There's always that control word and that level of... you know, propaganda of, you know, you're selling the story. You're not just reporting the story.
Yes.
And so that, you know, so that's his little catchphrase. Yeah. I always say it's just as true as the Holocaust.
Yeah. There you go.
Guaranteed, right? It's like 100% sourwood honey, right?
Yeah.
100% pure sourwood honey.
But again, I think Carrie Lake has a solid case. I think she's just getting slapped on by judges because it's all theater. So I'm sure there was obviously voter fraud in Arizona. There's not a doubt. I got some gematria. You like some gematria?
Okay. Let's get esoteric on a Saturday evening.
81 million votes, right, for Biden? That's okay. The magic number, right? 81?
Right.
8 plus 1 is 9. That's 3 times 3, 33. Ray Bolt's going to love it if he catches that one. That's my gematria. But...
Yes, the mysterious 33-degree Freemason. Can't tell you about that since I wasn't one. I dropped out at 32, which are the 32 equivalent of the York Rite, you know, so you can get into the Shriners, which we thought, you know, that's the other thing. You know, back when I used to think that Mel Brooks was cool and, you know, being a Shriner was part of that, you know, wow, you really want to be a community leader, right? And do the Christmas parade and all that good philanthropy that the Shriners do. Then you find out what the whole system is, and you don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, no, I had a childhood friend who was in Demoulay, and he knew I was a smart one, but I was just too ADHD, man. I wouldn't sit still long enough, so I wasn't invited to join.
Oh, yeah, the Demolays. That's another one.
Demolays.
The more we learn about grooming operations, you know, it's like, okay, what's going on with the Demolays and the Rainbow Girls and the daughters? What is it, the Noah's daughters or whatever?
Yeah.
Daughters of Noah.
But, I mean, that's, like I said, that's it. Carrie Lake just came out and blamed the UFO crap as though the Biden administration is the one that is putting it forth. And it's like, no, your boy, the biggest mouthpiece to make the New World Order go down smoothly is Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, and he broke that story, you know, sometime back, and I was just like, okay, I can't believe I'm watching Tucker Carlson on Fox News talking about, you know, UFOs as matter of fact. Like, okay,
yes.
You know, this is all just matter of fact now. You have to accept it.
And that's where I came up with my name for my show, which starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central, right here on the network, Tucker Punch. I was, there's a UFC fighter, or he might be retired, Jake Shields. Ray Bolt knows who he is. A lot of people know who he is. I think he's retired now. He was coming to Nashville, and he was tweeting it. And he's like, anything to do there, bars, restaurants, hiking. And I said, I know a great hiking trail. And him and I exchanged phone numbers, and I thought I was going to get to hang out with him. So I started following his feed, and that guy's about as right wing as they come. And he is objecting to all the moral filth and all the stuff going on. And he was really going ape over the pride stuff. And I know he's, you know, he's a wrestler and he's got Muslim friends and black friends and all that stuff. But the guy's as white as and patriotic as you can get, and somebody dropped this ad where you had a woman with a headdress on saying Muhammad taught us to love all people or something, and it had a pride message in it. And he just tweeted out going, what do my Muslim brethren have to say about this? So so I thought that him and I were going to be allies, and the word, I just went Tucker Punch. It just hit me. And the bottom line is a lot of people online think that I'm an advocate for Tucker and I'm going to punch people with the truth. No, I'm going to punch Tucker right back in the nose for being a lying sack of crap.
So the basically, you're going to follow Tucker's you're going to follow Tucker's feed, I guess, on X now. We don't call it Twitter anymore. It's X. And do your show around his talking points and count. It's like counterpoint kind of thing.
That's what I thought I was going to do. And
oh,
after that first episode, after that first episode with the UFOs, I thought I was. I thought that was going to be my material. I would go listen to him every time he did a thing. Obviously, he just did a thing with one of the Tate brothers. I've never heard of the Tate brothers. Never heard of them. But the backlash? against this guy who just groomed 15-year-old girls or whatever and made them rich or used them for sex and thrown to the... I'm not going to accuse the guy of anything. I don't know anything. But nonetheless, he did a whole hour with this Tate character, and I can't believe he's putting forth these people. And so I'm not going to waste my time going to listen to what he has to say. Unless something really big happens on a national stage that requires our national attention, because he was out there at the Turning Point USA circus, the big Republican rah-rah Trump circus at West Palm Beach, and he interviewed a bunch of people, and I didn't even watch the damn interviews. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to go to heaven. Ain't no way a guy with his bankroll, along with all the other millionaire right-wing mouthpieces, none of these people are on the side of the creator. There ain't no way. These people are... They're forked tongue, they're demon possessed. It's 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, the devil himself can appear as an angel of light. That's exactly what he is. And Tucker Carlson, now I think his dismissal from Fox was a CIA scripted act, and everybody flocked to him. Again, they make a victim. I mean, the Holocaust, the biggest grift in world history. Now Trump. You indict Trump, you make him a victim. Negative press is still press. Tucker Carlson, he gets fired from Fox. Now he's a victim. Everybody flocks to him. I mean, I'm not buying any of this. A lot of white people are sitting on the fence going, what is going on? But the fact that people are sitting around waiting for Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson to pick a candidate for president, I mean, come on, man. Seriously. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I always talk about is, you know, 9/11 is a litmus test, is, you know, and that somebody as obviously intelligent as Mr. Tucker Carlson has absolutely no intellectual curiosity about all those hate facts surrounding 9/11, and that he continues to be completely dismissive of 9/11, always just, you know, gets to me. That's always, you know, one of my litmus tests. And of course, the whole hoax is the, you know, acid watch litmus test. You know, it's like, okay, where are you on the 6th Guerrilla? You know, where are you on 9/11? Where are you on the USS Liberty? Where are you on JFK? You know, and you'll see, you know, where is the Overton window shifting on all of those, you know, conspiracy theories? That's what I find fascinating about this accelerationism, is this, you know, the Overton window has jets on it now. It's just it's moving that quickly through society. But at the same time, our society is being displaced via invasion. That's every white nation. I mean, they have really ramped up the invasion numbers. So what's your question about your show before we go on back to that? But are you going to do like a call-in format, and is it going to be 1 hour, 2 hour on Sunday mornings?
At this point right now, I got 2 pages of notes in front of me. I've learned from Robert Raybould, every time I get a thought, I better write it down or send myself an email. But I think what's going to happen is I'm going to come out of the shoot and I'm going to start talking. I've sent clips to the producer ahead of time. And if we get to the clips, God bless me, I got to the clips. And then at the start of the second hour, I'm going to have a gem for everybody from my guy, Dewey Tucker. My quote-unquote flavor of Christianity, and I don't like that word because it's split into 30,000 denominations now, all claiming the same God, same book, and same Jesus, but yet who's telling the truth? So I'm going into the archives. I believe Dewey Tucker has passed on. He had his wife had died. I think one of his sons had died a few years ago, and then he had bypass surgery, and his daughters had to take over his radio program back in the day. He had a talk show program. Finally, they caught on to his anti-Semitism or whatever, and they shut him down. But all of his stuff is archived, and I've listened to tons of it, and I can go grab anywhere from 1 minute to a 3 minute clip. It could be about scripture. It can be about America and the founders, anything it is. It's nothing bombastic or offensive. It's just the America we knew as a trustful Christian white society. And I'll play those clips at the start of the second hour. And then, yeah, I want to take calls because I'm going to stay on Twitter. And I've already I guess I've already made a few enemies. I have a real problem. I love Robert Rayfold. High five to, I just high five until I break his hand. The guy's never asked for a dime of money. The guy doesn't grift. The guy has a great show. He has great material, but the guy never monetized his opinion or his message. And I applaud him for this. I've been with RBN listening to it for probably 10 years. And people do send your money, support RBN. The producers should be making double minimum wage for what they do. This network has a lot of bills, and the message on here goes out, and we need to keep it going out. This is a fantastic avenue for people to get truth. But us personally, no. Anybody who's fighting to get this Republic back, this is not a money-making endeavor. We do not seek to make merchandise out of people. You can see what they do in the Republican Party. You can see The Blaze, The Daily Wire, Turning Point USA, Salem Radio Network, Michael Savage. I mean, name all these people. They're all a bunch of grifters. InfoWars, all of these people. They're all a bunch of grifters. They're all making merchandise out of you. And it just, it just pains me to see these people ask for money. So I'm out there making enemies with people that are professing to be patriots. And I just went at one guy today for about 3 hours on Twitter. And I told the guy, I'm like, you haven't even been on Twitter for a month. And now you're asking for 1,000 people to give you $5. I mean, seriously, man. That's because here's where I want to go with you, the acceleration. What's the date? What's the date that the Jew's going to pull the button? People say World War III, and I say maybe not. I think this country is destined to be the Germany of World War III. That's the optic they're putting forth. That's why they're pushing all the anti-Semitism. That's why they're doing it. They're trying to put forth the optic that we're 1930s Germany is what they're doing. And then they're going to Dresden this place. And I think the UFO thing is a scam to unite the world against the UFOs and fight a fake battle with another slippery, elusive ghost like the war on terror.
Well, it's interesting about, you know, when you look at when was the CIA rebranded from the OSS, which mm-hmm. was basically the Frankfurt School come to America, right? So that was the OSS, was the Frankfurt Marxist School. That became the CIA. And right as the CIA is being created, they're working with people like Edward Bernays on selling the thing. You know, Edward Bernays worked on the nuclear program, how to, instead of selling it as, you know, a nuclear war survivable, Edward Bernays is like, no, you have to ramp up the fear level that, you know, this is the doomsday weapon. If anybody uses a nuclear war, you know, it's going to be all over. So this will be how we'll bring in a new world order. And then the backup plan was, or if we had a, you know, common enemy, like an alien invasion. So they wrote about this in the early days, and that stuff's been declassified. And lo and behold, that's when you got things like Project Blue Book, and, you know, all of a sudden all the, you know, Hollywood, you know, sci-fi stuff is coming out to plant those seeds in people's minds. You know, it's like, okay, you know, be afraid of nuclear war, be afraid of UFOs. And, you know, when we need this, we'll bring it out, right? So yeah. What's your take on that?
Well, my baptism, when I spent 7 years in a fundamental independent separated Baptist church some over 20 years ago now, my pastor said that one day they would use UFOs, and obviously telling the Christians, don't buy it, we don't believe in UFOs. So now I'm living it. Now, it's not a matter of him being prophetic, but I learned a lot in that church, no doubt. But like I said, when 9/11 happened, they went, I mean, we did. We had gray-haired deacons, scientists, mechanics, and mechanical engineers. And it was like, where's the 757 at the Pentagon? What am I? What, stupid? I mean, I'm here every time the doors open, sucking down the King James 11 Bible. Now 9/11 happens, and you guys who are supposed to proselytize Arab countries are like, kill all Muzzies for Israel.
Right. Where is the critical thinking, not critical theory, but critical thinking in our churches. You know, the church used to produce the best scientists, the best philosophers, you know, the best engineers. You know, so what has happened there that now you've got this self-censoring over your leaders, especially your white elder men leaders, that they have been, you know, gagged because, like my father, if they speak up, their truth is now a hate fact, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how much these Marxists have twisted the truth, that you're not allowed to say the truth now because the truth is hate speech to those who hate the truth, right?
Yep. No, and the scary thing is the professing Christian church is just another moat around the castle. You have the plutocrats up there running the Federal Reserve, running the IMF, getting ready to issue the next coin of the realm for the entire globe. America is going to be the last nation that has to fall. And they've just got all these moats around the castle.
Right.
And the moat is Christianity. The moats are police and military. If our police and military, if they're willing to turn their guns on the American people before they turn them on the people that sign their paychecks, I mean, and then like you just mentioned with the immigration, I've said it a million times on Twitter. I'll say it on my show a million times. Trump could have run razor wire 7 years ago and stopped the invasion in a matter of days.
Or that's put out landmines like what I wanted to do. But yeah. One of the things that, I really, applaud you for is, that you're going to, touch that, third rail of identity politics in the churches, because so many people have a cognitive dissonance about, oh no, you can't criticize my church, and up here I have seen these churches, from the traditional churches up through all of these NGO non-denominational fifth columns that are, like there's one up here, Bible Alliance, right? And it is running all the, flooding this area with people from the border, and they are getting them set up with welfare. And, it's all because of Christian stuff. And it's like, no, you're carrying out the Kalergi plan and the Cloward-Piven plan. Who are you? Where did you people come from? Because it's like, all of a sudden there's this mega church. And then you have all these other non-denominational churches that have, various lesbian leaders, various homosexual leaders, and they call themselves a church, and they're out there, trying to weaponize all the students on the campus all the time to bring them in to support their NGOs. And of course, that you're talking about the grift here. You're an activist student, and we've got a good cause, and so here, go sell these t-shirts, go sell these coffee mugs, go sell these koozies, go sell this, and it's all crap made in China, right? So anyway, we are out of time. Mr. John Friend, once more time, your show tomorrow, and what time it starts?
10 a.m. Central, 10 to noon Central.
All right, Mr. John Friend, and he's got his new show on RBN, Tucker Punch.
Be sure.
John Purcell, I'm sorry, what did I say? Sorry.
I am your friend, though.
John Purcell. And he will be on tomorrow morning. Until next time, I will see you all at the rendezvous.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.